Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 19 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, The Great Deep podcast series is basically diving deeper into themes and ideas. Some of them form part of the songs, but there are also various talking points of the day that are covered in here. Well, it's hard to put a value on people, and equally so, a value on what they do as a profession. Now, some will say that you can't, but we do all the time. And it's never been more prevalent than right now during a COVID-19 lockdown. As an entertainer, and I mean a musician, artist, and dare I say a junior primary teacher, I am aware that, like many others, the playing field of music and art, photography, film, as well as other industries, has changed dramatically, and much of what we do for a living has been compromised. I can hear a chorus of people saying, the world needs that. We need entertainment. We need film and photography and music, especially now. And that's very true, I think. But people certainly aren't paying for it. And I thought I'd share this here because I'm talking from first-hand experience, but I think I'm also talking to a broader issue of artists and musicians and creative people in general, which we'll get into in a minute. But I've released a couple of videos in the last 5 weeks, and according to the stats, they've reached more than 8,000 people, and they've totaled 3,500 views altogether. And my total earnings have been $0.00, and even in South African rands, that equates to the same. But that's huge exposure, is the argument. And I would say, along with many other artists, yes, but bills are not paid in exposures. So let's get into this and just talk through some of the issues. A while ago, I heard that Martin Scorsese had been famously quoted as saying something like, all art would be free in the next decade. Now, while I couldn't find that direct source, there's certainly a lot on what Scorsese has to say about stuff. And I did find something that he wrote in an op-ed for the New York Times last year. And in it, he spoke about the element of risk being a missing factor in modern movie making. And his contention in the article is that individual artistic vision is basically void in today's consumeristic culture. So if you look at the big screen, you've got Marvel Comics, you know, you've got Endgame and all of those kind of big movies that are crowd pleasers, but they are the staple diet of movies on the big screen. So Scorsese wrote in that op-ed, he says, for anyone who dreams, the situation at the moment is brutal and inhospitable to art. It seems as though what he's talking about here is that element of individual vision. And it also seems as though the world has been saturated with mass-produced factory art, and nuance really just isn't a thing anymore, because it's basically too risky for business. So the question I want to pose here is, what is the value of art? So yes, I understand that people pick and choose their preferences and their interests, but I'm interested in a more fundamental question. So let me ask it to you this way. What is your favorite song or film or comic or TV series or anything like that of all time? So just think about that. Choose one and answer it. Now, if you had never heard, seen, read, or watched whatever that was, would you be dead as a result? I mean, like physically dead. The answer is probably no. But the real question is, would your life be less rich for it? Would your experience be less colorful? And the answer is probably yes. But now we get into, how do you quantify that? In other words, how much less rich would your life be? And what would your world exist of? What would your thoughts be? I mean, let's consider for a moment, no movies, no music, no art, no creative stuff. Let's pretend for a moment that all we get is filtered down government updates on COVID-19 and specials from the local spa on food goods and services, but nothing in the realm of entertainment. And picture a world like that. Now, this discussion is well-worn territory, as you probably know. All of us happily consume the arts and are not really actively engaged in how much it informs our livelihood. You scroll through your social media feed, you look at things on the TV all the time, and we're sort of passive recipients of it, but it's informing our livelihood for richer or poorer. So the question is, how do we become actively engaged? Now, I think it takes a moment to stop and think, what do I actually think about this? How do I feel about what this information is saying to me? And is it good for me? Why or why not? Now, it's through that paradigm that I'd like to suggest that artists, and I'm talking about artists in general, from painters to cartoonists to musicians to filmmakers and photographers and everything in between, artists are the people who impact our lives in deeply meaningful and memorable ways. But those kind of personal experiences aren't just worth something in terms of monetary value. They shape our lives. So Patreon is a company that's well down this road in terms of harnessing the connection of creators and an audience. And the idea is you subscribe to an artist in return for valuable content. Now, I don't want to retell you what they're doing. I mean, you can go check that out on their website. But the thing I will say is that this makes sense to me because not only does it establish a direct relationship between the artist or creator and a person, it also informs the artist about what kind of meaning and value they are offering. And it also makes the audience that much more attentive to what they are consuming. Now, most artists, let's go back to the first point. Most artists that I know don't ever really know the reach or impact of their content. I mean, from personal experience, I would say one or two out of 100 people might offer feedback on something that I do. But I know that more people are affected by what I do. And that is true of every other artist that I know of, if it's true for me. I'm not insecure about that, by the way. What I'm saying is that it's helpful for an artist to know when people see the value and respond to it, which is why a subscription model makes sense to me. Equally so, when someone subscribes to what an artist is doing, it also makes that person more cognizant of the fact that, hang on, I am paying money towards this content. I want this stuff. And so we don't become passive recipients of just whatever the world is throwing at us. We become discerning in terms of what we're filling our heads with, what we're filling our whole beings with. And personally, if we can get that right, I think we would have a whole lot more creative people in the world. Or rather, I think more people would be encouraged to be creative and be rewarded for it, rather than deterred and the dreams depressed by a lack of resources. Well, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are, so please throw your input into the comments section or visit us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the collective and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancalder.co.za, where you can find all the details. Till next time, stay safe and keep pondering the great deep. Thank you.